This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
Traditional Native American irrigation methods and their legacy. Discover how Native American tribes developed innovative irrigation techniques that sustain their communities and inspire sustainable farming today. How Native American tribes mastered irrigation long before modern farming. You know, I've always been fascinated by how people figured out ways to live close to nature, especially without the fancy technology we have today. And when it comes to farming and water management, some of the methods created by Native Americans really blow my mind. They developed sophisticated irrigation systems that helped sustain their crops and communities for centuries, all while living in harmony with the environment. So picture this. Ancient Native American tribes scattered across different regions of North America, each with their unique climates and landscapes. Many of these tribes were brilliant at making the most of the water sources available to them, cleverly diverting streams, building canals, and using natural materials to keep their crops thriving. In the arid Southwest, for example, tribes like the Hopi and the Zuni mastered irrigation in a way that's both practical and sustainable. They constructed networks of canals and ditches to channel water from rivers and seasonal streams directly to their fields. Some of these irrigation pathways gently followed the land's contours, minimizing erosion and water loss. It wasn't just about getting water to plants. It was about managing it smartly so that nothing went to waste. What's impressive is how many Native American people understood the landscape intimately, working with nature instead of against it. Their irrigation methods often incorporated steps to prevent salinization of the soil, something many modern agricultural projects still struggle with today. They knew when and where to divert water, how to store it in small basins, and even how to rotate their crops to keep the soil healthy. Another example is the ingenious waffle gardens used by the Tohono O'odham tribe in the Southwest. These gardens are small square plots with raised edges that look like a waffle grid from above. The design helps trap rainwater and runoff right where the crops grow, keeping moisture close to the roots and preventing valuable water from disappearing into the sand. It's such a simple yet effective technique that conserves every drop, which is crucial in desert climates. Moving over to the Mississippi Valley, some Native American tribes created elaborate mound farming systems that also incorporated water management. The Cahokia people, known for their massive earthen mounds, designed fields and irrigation in ways that controlled flooding and maximized fertility. They understood the seasonal patterns of rivers like the Mississippi and adjusted their planting strategies accordingly. It's clear that Native American heritage includes a deep knowledge of sustainable agriculture and water conservation, things we often think of as modern ideas. These irrigation methods weren't just about survival. They reflected a cultural respect for the land and an understanding that water is a precious resource that must be shared thoughtfully. What really strikes me is how these ancient practices still inspire people today. There's a growing movement to revive and learn from Native American culture and history to develop farming methods that don't harm the environment. It's about blending tradition with innovation to ensure future food security and ecological balance. If you find this fascinating and want to explore more about the wisdom and resilience of Native American people, I'd recommend checking out the book For Such a Time as This. It touches beautifully on Native American heritage and history, offering inspiring stories that connect past and present. Get your copy today and immerse yourself in this powerful narrative that shines a light on the enduring spirit of Native American tribes. Honestly, it's a reminder that there's so much to learn from the Native Americans, not just about irrigation, but about living respectfully with the earth. Next time you think about water management or sustainable farming, remember that some of the smartest solutions have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, thanks to the incredible ingenuity of Native American tribes. Anyway, thanks for letting me share that with you. It's inspiring stuff, and a great example of how Native American history and culture continue to shape our understanding of the world.